pastimes during 2006 and 2007. Narasimhadev resolves a father's dilemma. 9th September 2006. My father and mother living in Bankura district, Chatna village, are initiated devotees of Gaudiya Math. My name is Gauranga. I had joined the ISKCON Sri Mayapur temple 6 months ago, and after finishing the 3 months, the new Bhakta training course, I was put in the school preaching service. A few days ago, just before Jhulan Purnima, my father came to take me back to my house with a request from him and other family members that I should sit for the higher board examination and get a degree. I also had a slight desire to go and see my mother. However, on hearing my father's intentions, concerned devotees made heartfelt requests. One even fell at his feet, begging him not to take me back to the world of Maya. My father, being a Vaishnava himself, fell in a great dilemma. Finally, he took shelter of Lord Narasimhadev and prayed to him for guidance. That night, Lord Narasimhadev appeared in my father's dream. The Lord was in very calm mood. He rubbed the palm of his hand on my father and said, "My dear son, you go. Your son shall remain here at my lotus feet." Upon seeing the Lord, my father, completely startled, started to pay obeisances. Then Lord Narasimhadev disappeared. My father happily told my in charge that I may remain and continue to serve here. I also called and informed the other family members that I was not ready to appear for any kind of examinations this year. Next one. Please Help Me by Deepak Gupta. On 10th of December 2006, while taking the Bhakti Shastri course in Mayapur, Deepak Gupta from Delhi suddenly contracted chickenpox. Hoping against hope, he consulted 3 doctors, allopath, homeopath, and Ayurvedic. But all the 3 confirmed the same thing: take complete rest in isolation for at least 20 days. Deepak became really upset because his parents had let him come to Mayapur only after his repeated requests over a long period of time. Now he would have to miss the courses as well as the association of the sannyasis and other senior teachers. After suffering intensely for 3 days, Deepak just couldn't tolerate it anymore, so he made his way to the temple. He arrived just after Sandhya Aarti. As he stood before Lord Narasimhadev, he said, "Dear Lord, just look at my pitiable condition. Please help me." His whole body was aching and covered in sores. Then he joined the queue for the deity's Mahaprasadam. The startled pujari, seeing his condition, gave some prasadam and called for the security guard, who escorted him out from the temple and told him not to come back with such a contagious disease. Deepak returned to his room, depressed at the thought of having to suffer like this for another 17 days or so. At 2 a.m. the next morning, Deepak awoke, feeling very energetic. He got up to take a shower, and to his delight and surprise, he saw that the sores on his body had gone. All the marks had just disappeared. He attended the whole morning program without any feeling of fatigue. He attended the whole morning program without feeling any trace of fatigue. Deepak say, "I am really thankful to Lord Narasimhadev for what he did for me in the holy dham. He saved my life. I could not tell you the pain I was getting, and he cured me in just 1 day." Letter from Andharupa Devidasi, 3rd October 2006. Hare Krishna. My name is Andharupa Dasi, initiated by Srila Prabhupada in 1975, Miami, Florida. I was asked to tell my story of my cure from hepatitis C. The summer of 2004, His Holiness Jai Pataka Maharaj visited the new Raman Reddy Temple in Alachua, Florida. I approached Maharaj and asked him for his blessings for my departure from this world. My illness, hepatitis C of third stage fibrosis of the liver. I was undergoing medical treatment for a duration of 48 weeks with only 45% chance to be cured with many side effects. Jai Pataka Maharaj said to me, "You see this stuff? It was touched to Lord Narasimha Dev in Mayapur. Then he touched it to my head. That night, I had a dream. My body was diseased with leprosy and started to fade away. The next morning, I had a phone call from the University of Florida. The doctors told me, 'Congratulations, you are hepatitis C free. The viral count is non-reactive in just 8 weeks. The doctors were amazed, especially for I had genotype 1, the deadly type of hepatitis C. When I started this treatment, I prayed to Lord Narasimha Dev every day. Whatever your desire, you may take me from this world or you may cure me. Whatever you see fit, however, please allow me to be always engaged in your pure devotional service. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a second chance. Thank you for your time. Gratefully yours, Andharupa Dasi." Government Doctor's Inspiration. Dr. Basudev Das is a Bangladeshi government doctor. His 20-year-old daughter, Mishti Das, who is a medical student, became very sick in March 2006. She was diagnosed with a life-threatening germ cell tumor in the ovary. They brought her to Mumbai where the treatment started. But soon, the doctors gave up on her. Dr. Das went to visit the ISKCON temple in Juhu, where one devotee gave him a leaflet about the upcoming Narasimha Chaturdashi festival in Mayapur, which he attended. There, he received a small book of pastimes of Lord Narasimha Dev in Mayapur. He read in the book some of the miraculous cures that Lord Narasimha Dev had performed and was convinced that by Lord Narasimha Dev's mercy, his daughter would be cured. He went back to Bangladesh and contacted Lord Narasimha Dev's pujari in Mayapur and requested him to offer a special puja to Lord Narasimha Dev to save his daughter's life. Immediately, Misty's health started to improve. Now, gradually, she is returning back to her normal state. Basudev Das became so inspired by Lord Narasimha Dev's mercy that he printed the book of his pastimes and distributed them in Bangladesh. He says, "I feel every person should pray to Lord Narasimha Dev for personal and spiritual development." Miracle at Mayapur. On October 28, 2006, Chakravarti Raj, the 14-year-old son of Radha Kanta Gopal Das and Padma Radhika Devi Dasi, was injured when a firecracker burst in his face. He was immediately rushed to hospital. The doctors said that he suffered from second-degree burn injuries on his face and suggested, 1. Facial dressing immediately. 2. Chemical crafting after a fortnight. And 3. Then a plastic surgery after 6 months or 1 year. Next morning, the parents requested Panchangri Prabhu to offer special pujas to Lord Narasimha Dev for the speedy recovery of Chakravarti Raj, which were duly performed. For the next 2 days, he was just lying on bed without much movement, and he could not even open his eyelids. He was then taken to Disha Eye Hospital at Barakpur, where they found that the charina, the white portion of the eyes, took the burn injury and that the pupils were unharmed. Hence, there would be no problem with his sight and the treatment of 15 days would cure the charina. On 2nd November morning, Padma Radhika Devi Dasi approached her Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami and told him of what had happened. He gestured that he will pray for him and applied Narsimha oil on his forehead. The same morning, Chakra was taken to Kolkata for treatment of his facial injuries. After getting an opinion at the Apollo Hospital in the morning, Chakravarti was taken to the Railway Hospital at Howrah. One of the senior doctors tested him and confirmed that it was a second-degree burn and sent him to the dressing room for initial facial dressing. But within 3 minutes, one of the staff from the dressing room rushed out yelling and took the parents inside. Upon seeing Chakravarti, the parents stood there motionless, struck with wonder and amazement. There was Chakra standing and smiling, with no trace of any injury or mark on his face. Narsimhadev Bhagwan ki jai. When asked for clarification, the doctor and others present in that place could not give any valid reason. One of them said, "You can go back to your temple and ask your Lord about it. Ye to aapke Bhagwan ka chamatkar hai. This is your Lord's miracle. All glories to Lord Narsimhadev and all glories to Sri Sri Radha Madhav." This letter was written by Padmaradhika Devi Dasi, principal of Bhaktivedanta National School at Sri Mayapur Dham.